Yes, friends on the, you know, a little place like Ryan, they sit around on the street and talk and things like that, but.
And where was he born?
He's born in Dodge County.
Okay. And do you know anything about his grandparents or his father and mother?
I don't remember his grandparents, but I did, his mother died when he was small. They were all real small, but his daddy, I do remember him. He was, and he remarried before we married.
Okay. And how would you characterize Ryan City? Or, you know, what is your opinion of the city?
About
or the community, you know, the people in it. How do you feel about it?
Well, I think a lot of people always criticizing or saying something about Ryan, but I always take up for Ryan. There's some wonderful people here. It's bad and good anywhere you go. But, of course, I've always lived here. Practically, we lived 1 year in Pennsylvania, 1 year in West Virginia, but other than that, we've always been here. And I just wouldn't live anywhere else. It's just home now.
Great. That's good. What made you go over to West Pennsylvania?
Work. My husband had work at that time.
And then you just
stayed. It was construction work, and we stayed up there 2 years.
And he came back.
And other than that, we've always been here.
Great. okay. What would you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper time, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, like, I expect to see him later
this afternoon.
And what do you call the time of the day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before
sunrise.
Well, anything, you know, that comes into your head, you know, is right. What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears? You need to get the cows in before
sunset.
And if there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is
clear or fair and all for something like that. I don't know whether that's
fine. And what do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long? You know, maybe just a few minutes, but it's really, you know, hard downpour.
Well, I never had really thought. I just said, well, we had a downpour for a few minutes.
Okay, fine. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Mantle.
And what do you call those things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Andirons.
And what do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
Fat lighted. Now that's really old fashioned, but we call it fat lighted, and I don't really wouldn't know how to spell it.
Okay. And what do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes that is movable?
Clotheslines?
Okay, you hang your clothes in it, you know, like your like your coats and dresses and everything, but it's a movable.
You're not talking about clothes hangers or anything like that.
No, just the actual place, you know.
That
you hang your clothes in, but the
closets.
Okay, and what would you call it if it was actually built in? You know, that you couldn't move it. Actually built into the wall, I guess.
Well, now that's what I'd call a closet.
Oh.
The other would be more of a chiffon robe, a wardrobe, or something like that, wouldn't it?
Okay.